This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station. Attention homeowners, if you're about to be transferred, promoted, or have been recently laid off, if you've fallen behind on your house payments, even if you're in foreclosure, Start Fresh Home Buyers wants to buy your house today. They're not realtors or in any way associated with a real estate agency, and they buy houses, and they want to buy yours today. For details, information is available at startfreshflorida.com or by phone at 772-260-2035. You can find out how easily you can sell your house for a fair price in as little as 7 days, even if it's vacant or needs repairs. How your mortgage payments, even back payments, can be completely taken care of starting now. How to sell your house quickly even if you have no equity or owe more than it's worth. The website at startfreshflorida.com has all the information, or they're available at 772-260-2035. They want to buy your house now. There's no obligation at all. Information will be kept confidential. You may contact them at startfreshflorida.com or at 772-260-2035 today.
G4 Summer Camp is here. 10 weeks of Super Summer Camp has already started. Free breakfast and lunch. Drop off as early as 6:30 a.m. and pick up as late as 6 p.m. Huge AC game room, slime wars, water days, field trips, swimming, movies, bowling, parks, beaches, museums, cultural exhibits, laser tag, board games, video games, and much, much more. Every Friday, there is a fantastic theme party. G4 Summer Camp is located at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce, Florida, right in the heart of St. Lucie County. Easy access to I-95 and the Turnpike. 10 weeks of kid-tested fun has already begun. Space is still available, but limited. For registration or more information, the number is 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597. Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Look, I'm not in this thing just to get a couple praise the Lords and a couple hallelujahs and, you know, have the Holy Ghost come down, tap me on the shoulder, and knock me out on the floor, and get up and go home and go, "Boy, we had a good service today." That's not what we're doing this for, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
This is about getting people into heaven. This is about keeping people from going to hell. This is about learning how to live an overcoming, victorious life. This is about learning how to walk in abundance. This is about passing from this generation to the next generation the truth of God that can save a nation. My God. It's important. I refuse to be denied. Come on, touch somebody and say, "I refuse to be denied." I refuse to give up until God does everything He's promised in this house. Because He's not a man that He should lie, nor the son of man that He should repent. If He said He'll do it, He's going to do it. He'll bring it to pass. That's my God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I ain't got no desire to come into a house where the people are just sort of saying, well, I guess we can make it. Over yonder, over the hilltop, around the next corner, we'll get there one day. I have no desire for that. I have a desire to show up in the presence of the Lord on a Sunday morning and worship Jesus with you guys and see the power of God manifest in this place like never before, and manifestations of healings and sickness and disease running out of this house and people being shook to the core by the power of God like never before. That's what I have a desire for. I want to see miracles. I want to see the promise. I want to see blessing. I want to see it manifested in the life of every believer. That's what I want to see. Does anybody want to see that with me? Hallelujah. I believe God's got some big things coming for Truth Church. I'm glad all you visitors here this morning. I believe God's got some amazing things in store for this house. I believe it. I think we're right on the precipice of a breakthrough. It's like a dam that's been holding back the water, man, and they're starting to get some cracks in the mortar, and the dam's about to break in this place. I can feel something in my spirit that I've never felt before in this house, and I've been in this house a long time, but there's something that's been getting ready to cut loose in this place that's about to shake us from the inside out, and we're never going to be the same when it happens. And I want to declare to you that this city will never be the same when it happens. It's coming. Yeah. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus. We're going to be kicking down walls and building buildings before you know it. You know why? Because he said those that come to him must believe. They must believe. He didn't say you got to look good, smell right, dress right, drive the right car, have the right friends, go to the right committee, sing good. Come on, he said they must believe. I don't care if you stink to high heaven. If you believe, you're my brother and my sister. Amen. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I'm just a simple guy. Amen. I'm not complicated. I think I'm kind of normal. I don't have any illusions here. I'm not, you know, this ain't nothing that may, I'm not complicated about this. Amen. But I do understand one thing. I understand that the power of God is real. Amen. And this ain't no joke. That what God wants to appropriate to this house is on its way. What is in the unseen realm that's been stored up for this house is beginning to manifest. Amen? Amen. Come on now. And if God put us here, then we must come to God. We must come to him believing. Amen. I mean, we got to come to God believing. Amen? Amen? Come on. And when hell begins to rage, then you got to keep on believing. When the attack comes, then you got to keep on believing. When you feel like all the weight of the world is on your shoulder, you got to keep on believing. And when people say it ain't going to happen, you got to keep on believing. And when your family thinks you've lost your mind, you got to keep on believing. And when people say, why are you going to that crazy church with that loudmouth pastor? You got to keep on believing. Come on, somebody say, I got to keep on believing. Well, mama thinks I'm crazy for going down that church. Keep on believing. Maybe mama will get it together. Come on now. Woo. If you're going to take the time to get up and get dressed and come to Truth Church, please come believing. Please. If you're going to drive all the way up here and burn the gas to get here, and it ain't cheap, at least come believing. Don't show up going, well, I don't think anything's going to happen there. If you come that way, don't come in. Come believing. Amen. Listen, there are no rewards for those that just come. I'm going to try that again. There are no rewards for those that just come. We all got it right. There are no rewards for those that just come. That's why I believe with all my heart that if this is the house that fed me and that kept my faith alive, you know what? You wouldn't be able to keep me out of this place. I'd be down here every time we're doing something. I show up when I can show up by myself. Matter of fact, I show up by myself all the time. Come on, I have a lot of intimate moments with God down here. Life is going on. People running to and fro. Life is happening. There's busyness going on everywhere. It takes a sacrifice to get down here. But if you come, come believing. Woo! There comes a time in my life when the place that's been feeding my faith and helping me grow, that I can't let nothing keep me from getting down here. I need to be here with my brothers and sisters. I need to be in fellowship with you. I need to be encouraged by you. I need to be prayed for by you. I need to be lifted up by you. I need to see your face. You need to see my face. Don't stay home. Come believing. Amen. Amen. This is the place where our faith comes alive. This is the place where we come together in unity. This is the place where we corporately worship Jesus together and the manifested presence of God shows up together. Come believing. Hallelujah. Y'all might have to forgive me and excuse me today. I'm just a little bit passionate about this. God is awesome to us. Amen. Ooh, we can sleep in another day. So I never get to sleep in. Call out of work and show up for church. You get 10 sick days a year, use them. Huh? Eat lunch tomorrow. Some of us could go a few hours without lunch. It wouldn't hurt us.
A little fasting won't hurt.
He done lost his mind. Come on, I need to hear from God. There's a devil out there trying to destroy my family. There's a culture out there raging against the next generation that's trying to smoke out and snuff out Christianity. We've got work to do. We've got something to be busy about. There's a world that's spiraling out of control. There's people in politics, man, that are full of greed and bitterness and envy and power hungry that really have no other desire except to destroy your life and take away your ability to worship and take away your ability to be with God. There's work to be done. You ought to be in church. And if you ain't coming, don't sit by 20 years from now when there ain't allowed to be no churches in the country going, I can't believe they shut the church down. Where were you?
Exactly. Amen.
Listen to me. You can never live any better than you believe.
Thank you. Amen.
You can never live any better than you believe. Your life will never rise beyond your belief system. Any therapist will tell you that behavior always follows belief.
Amen.
You behave what you believe.
Yep.
If you believe the devil made you do it, then you're going to behave that way.
Uh-huh.
If you believe God set you free, then you're going to behave that way. Come on. You behave the way you believe. If you don't believe there's any hope, you'll go through life with your head down feeling like you've been victimized by everybody around you and you'll never reach beyond where you are. You just go through life depressed. Why? Because you behave what you believe. You live that way, you walk into a room with a lot of people in there and you walk into a room and there's a lot of people and you think, well, nobody in here likes me. Then guess what? You're going to behave what you believe. Walls are going to go up. You walk in a room. Oh, man, I know, they don't like me. They don't like me. Listen, I just experienced that. I just went through that. I walked into a room a few weeks ago, and there's about half the people in there I knew didn't like me at all. I couldn't stay. I had to go home and pray. I started feeling that knot in my stomach. You know? You can't live. God don't want us to live that way. He wants us to live free.
Amen.
Beyond the pressures of this life that strangle the joy of God out of us. Come on, somebody help me. Amen. If you believe everybody in authority is trying to find a way to put you down and keep you in bondage or control you, then you're always going to approach people in your life with apprehension. You're going to be guarded around everybody you meet. Well, I wonder what they want with me. I wonder what they want to use me for. I mean, that's a bad way to live life. But why is that? It's because you behave what you believe.
Right.
Behavior always follows belief. You know, I had an opportunity to work with a lot of young men. I spent a lot of time addicted to drugs in a drug rehab. And they've spent a lifetime learning how to say whatever it is they need to say. They're the brightest con artists, the best manipulators. They can get you to write them a check inside of 5 minutes. I'm telling you, they're good. And some of y'all got people like that in your family, you know what I'm talking about. And some of y'all mamas, you've been worked over in your checkbook for years and you still don't know how to say no. Come on. They manipulate, lie, steal, work people over to love them. And they have developed a belief system that is self-centered, that is selfish by nature. Everything they do is about self-preservation. And every one of them almost have a victim mentality. They have a sense of entitlement. Their situation is always somebody else's fault. They're where they are because not of anything that they did. It's because of what you did. That's why you need to write them the check. You didn't raise them good enough. You didn't treat them right. You didn't say the right words of affirmation. And, you know, and they went out and used drugs. And then they got addicted. And then they got hurt. And then they went to prison. And then they did it. And then it's all your fault. Victim mentality. Amen. And that's why places like Dunklin and the Regeneration Center are vital, because what they do is they take these men and these women, they put them in a place where they cut them off from the whole outside world. They isolate them from the whole outside world. And then in this environment, they work on changing their belief system.
Amen.
Because behavior follows belief. And if they can get them to believe differently about themselves and get them to take responsibility for themselves and get them to see that they really are a sorry sack and they are really responsible for the way they've done everybody and they really have hurt a lot of people, then what happens is they begin to change that lie that's on the inside of them, the lie that they believe for most of their life. And then when their belief system changes, their behavior starts changing. Come on, are you seeing this? Because you know why? The revealed truth always brings freedom. Come on, say that with me. The revealed truth always brings freedom. Amen?
Yes.
The Bible says in John 8, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But if the belief system doesn't change, then the behavior will never change. So, what you believe determines your behavior. Say that with me. What I believe
determines my behavior.
If I believe I'm worthless, then guess how my behavior is going to be? If I believe life is a struggle, guess how my behavior is going to be? If I believe nobody loves me, guess how my behavior is going to be? Come on, are you seeing the picture here? Here's the good news. If I believe that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I could ever think or ask, guess how my behavior is going to be? If I believe my God blesses and He's an abundant God, if I believe my God saves, heals, and delivers, then guess how my behavior is going to be? See, that's why we got to come believing. That's why we got to stand on the Word. Amen? If you believe the outcome in every situation is going to be God's will for your life, then guess what your behavior is going to be? You can have peace in the middle of any kind of storm. Doesn't matter what's thrown at you, because you know God's in charge.
Amen.
You know, there's a lot of people today, they don't have any like struggles in their external behavior. They've learned how to chop that off, but they struggle constantly with their faith. And you know why? It's because from the time that they were little kids, they were taught to be performers. Perform. Do it for the cookie. You know what I'm talking about? Mama loves you when you're good. Mama don't love you when you're bad. So what do we want to do? We want to be bad. Because we want that negative attention. We want to be selfish. I tell you one thing about raising Jesse that has just blown my mind. The number of times I have to say no. And the limited amount of times I ever get to say yes. I mean, you got to teach a baby no, but you don't have to teach them yes. So even when we want to be bad and even when we want to disobey, we learn how to be good to get the cookie. Isn't that right? We perform. Even though in our heart, going, I don't really want to do it. I just want that cookie. That's a chocolate chip cookie, and chocolate chip cookies are really good. So the problem that a lot of us have today is we just haven't grown up. We perform for people's approval. We perform for God's approval. We perform for a promotion in our job. But in our hearts, we're still struggling with everything that we've ever believed. And we have performance-based relationships with everybody in our life. Come on, God's setting somebody's getting set free this morning. Amen. What happens is we begin to mask it over with aggression in our personality, and we hide behind insecurities, and I think everybody's out to get me. It's getting real quiet in here. We do that because my belief system is in a struggle. See, that's what the enemy's after. He's after your belief system. Because if he can paralyze your faith, he can take all your stuff. We have to come believing. Let's say that together. We have to come believing. And he says, they that come to him must believe that he is. Watch this. He's what? Notice the comma. Comes after the phrase, he is. They must believe that he is what? He's whatever you need him to be, ladies and gentlemen. My God's whatever you need him to be. If you need a healer, he's a healer. If you need a lawyer, he's a lawyer. If you need a banker, he can get you financed. If you need a friend, he's one that sticks closer than a brother. If you need a rock, he's a strong tower. He's the lily in the middle of a valley. He's the rose of Sharon. He's the fourth man in the fire. He's whatever you need him to be. He's the resurrector. He's the one that gives us our name and our destiny. He's the heart regulator. He's the one that knows your motive and the intent when you don't even understand it. He's anything you need him to be. You just got to believe that he is. You just got to believe that he is. Come on, say that with me. I got to believe that he is. In other words, I don't look for any other source to satisfy me. I don't look any other place for satisfaction. Jesus is my source. Jesus is the one that satisfies. See, that's what he was telling the woman at the well. He says, you're giving me water that's just going to satisfy me for a minute. He said, but I can give you something that will satisfy you forever. Living water that you don't even know nothing about. And it will satisfy you. You just got to believe. You just got to believe. Touch somebody and say, I got to believe. And then he says, not only do we believe that he is, but we got to believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. I'm going to close this up right now, but I just want to tell you this. Our biggest problem is we want maturity without process. We want the promotion without the test. We want the pulpit without the fire. We want the recognition without the sacrifice. See, that's the way we, that's our nature. That's our sinful nature that's on the inside. And God's just saying, just seek me. Just seek me. I'll reward you. So that everything that you desire, everything that you want, everything that you need, you'll have it. Just diligently seek me. Come to me believing. Amen. Somebody say, I got to believe him. I got to believe him. He said he's a rewarder. He said he's a rewarder of anybody that sought him. He said, I'm a rewarder of those that diligently seek me. You can't passively seek God. You can't get up at 6 in the morning and do your 5 minutes of Bible study and think you did your thing. Because really, you ain't doing much for him. All you're doing is just soothing your own conscience so you can live with yourself all day and think you did your duty. And God's saying, I want you to be free from all that garbage. Just seek me because you love me. Come believing. I believe that the Spirit of the Lord wants to set some people free this morning from a performance-based relationship with the Father. Performance-based relationships with your family, where you've sought approval. You've sought the sense of well-being from what others think about you. Instead of really just understanding who you are in Christ. And letting God just bless you. This morning there's bondages that need to be broken and breakthroughs that need to come. And I believe that God wants to break some things over people's lives this morning. There's a number of you here that God, that you've just been bound in this pattern of thinking that just stays in the back of your mind. You don't consciously think it, but it stays in the back of your mind and you think, well, if I can just do this, then this will happen. If I can just pray this way, then that'll happen. If I can just get to this meeting, then God will do this. And every bit of it's performance-based. Well, the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, God just wants to bless you. He just wants to bless you. He wants to let it be released in your life. It's not based on what you do. It's based on who he is. Because of who he is, it's so easy to love him and seek him. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
G4 Summer Camp is here. 10 weeks of Super Summer Camp has already started. Free breakfast and lunch. Drop off as early as 6:30 a.m. and pick up as late as 6 p.m. Huge AC game room, slime wars, water days, field trips, swimming, movies, bowling, parks, beaches, museums, cultural exhibits, laser tag, board games, video games, and much, much more. Every Friday, there is a fantastic theme party. G4 Summer Camp is located at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce, Florida, right in the heart of St. Lucie County. Easy access to I-95 and the Turnpike. 10 weeks of kid-tested fun has already begun. Space is still available, but limited. For registration or more information, the number is 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
This is Gerald Turner, your host for Singing Southern Style. Heard every Saturday and Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. with the best in Southern Gospel and Country Gospel. Music with a message right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Singing Southern Style.
I like my singing Southern Style.
Southern Style!
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside.